This is Colorado Matters from CPR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Denver singer-songwriter, cellist, and pianist Ian Cook became obsessed with dinosaurs as a child. That's not unusual, of course, but his new album is. It's all about dinosaurs and other creatures of the Mesozoic era. And it's not geared towards kids. It's about as far away from Barney as you can get. There's a song dedicated to T-Rex, another to Stegosaurus.
With blades over my spine, doubled and staggered, making the strangest of all constellations. Behold, the Thagomazos
and the... Antiquasauria comes out later this summer. Today, Ian Cook gives us a preview ahead of his show with the Colorado Symphony Thursday at Boettcher Concert Hall in Denver.
Ian, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
You've been working on this dinosaur album with your bandmates for several years, and I understand that it's actually a more general interest in flight that directed you to this subject as well.
Yeah. My parents brought me to see an IMAX film, and it must have been 1986 or so that it came out, called On the Wing. And it was all about the history of flight. And one of my heroes, the late Paul McCready, who's an aeronautics guru, the film sort of documented him building this remote-controlled pterosaur, Quetzalcoatlus, that flapped its wings and everything, and just with the purpose of trying to bring this thing back to life and see what it would have looked like.
How did it look when it was flying? Graceful or awkward?
The mechanics were pretty crude, so the flapping was, it had
like
the,
bad animatronics.
The feel, exactly, yeah. Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean.
but it flew.
Yeah, they got it off the ground, and it was a success for a short time.
And so you actually, some years ago, wrote a song about Quetzalcoatlus.
I did, yeah.
And built on that for this project. Let's listen back to that seed of the idea.
I am Quetzalcoatlus. I know my name is odd. Strangest the shape of a nautilus. It came from a Mesoamerican feather serpent god.
I had the thought of doing an album exclusively about pterosaurs because of all the Mesozoic animals. I find them the most interesting, but...
And now tell us about a pterosaur for those non-dinosaur geeks in the audience.
Pterosaurs were flying reptile animals that lived during the same time as the dinosaurs, but yeah, completely different family, unrelated to the dinos.
And there were all kinds of them, pterosaurs. And so you thought, I'll do a pterosaur album.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
I thought it was maybe too specific a subject and I should broaden it to appeal to as many people as possible, I thought, including a big chunk of Mesozoic animals would be smarter and choosing more popular dinosaurs.
I mean, the most popular, I think, is probably T-Rex. Would you agree?
I would say so too, yeah.
And so... It strikes me that with such a storied creature as the T-Rex, it's hard to write something new and fresh. But you do.
Thank you.
It's not just about, you know, some big beast with small arms who's stomping around.
Terrorizing everyone.
Tell us about this T-Rex you're writing about, who seems to have a soul and a story.
The song is about a specific specimen, and it's the largest, most complete skeleton that has been found. And there are a lot of stories in the bones, the damage that's been done, and there's all these clues about what kind of injuries that she had or he. They named it Sue after the paleontologist who found her.
And so scrapes in the bones and things indicated it probably had a rough and tumble life.
Yeah, there was arthritis throughout the spine and the tail, and there was a lot of bone growth from some kind of injury on one of the feet. They found these little burrows in the skull. The theory is that they were caused by an ancestral form of this parasite called Trichomonas gallinae. And this is something that birds get in their throats and their skulls. And it's this awful little critter that just sort of eats you from the inside out.
Oh, my.
And so they think that Sue maybe suffered from something like that.
There's an ancestral form of Trichomonas gallinae. Within me they will colonize and take you down in spite of your seal. They never sleep, they never go away. They never sleep, they never go away. They never sleep, they never go away. They never sleep, they never go away.
I'm going to guess in the history of music, you're the first to include Trichomonas gallinae in a song. What do you think the odds are?
I would bet probably.
Okay. It does strike me that you are really well informed. And when you write about the Stegosaurus, for instance, you mention its, you know, Colorado connection.
The savannas of ferns, it will turn to Colorado. Where I'll one day be named official fossil of the state.
Check my assumption. Do you do a lot of research before an album, or is this just because you've been obsessed since you were a kid?
Yeah, I learned a lot looking up all the up-to-date theories about, you know, how these animals lived and carried themselves and traveled.
Do you begin to knit stories about them? Because what you did with Sue, the T-Rex, is you started to imagine her life, you know.
Yeah.
I wonder if you do that when you see bones in a museum or something.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It was really cool to see the skeletons change at the Museum of Nature and Science in Denver.
What do you mean change?
Their sort of prized specimens are a Diplodocus and a Stegosaurus. And I remember those two mounts from going there as a kid. With, you know, they were mounted with their tails dragging on the ground and this sort of old idea of the postures that the dinosaurs had. And in the 90s, they updated everything and put them in these really dramatic action poses. And they're just stunning now. Like, you walk in and they seem alive.
Yeah. What happened to the tail that was dragging on the ground?
Oh, it's up in the air, whipping around.
Run along, coach whip.
You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're speaking with the Denver singer-songwriter and musician Ian Cook, whose forthcoming album, we're getting a preview of it today, is called Antikosauria, and it draws very much on his love for dinosaurs and other animals that lived at the same time as dinosaurs. You didn't stop with the music. This is not just an album. It's also a coloring book. In fact, I've been reading the lyrics in the coloring book, not on the jacket of the CD. Talk about bringing a project beyond the music.
With the subject of dinosaurs and prehistoric life, you want to see these things. You know, there's no better way to understand than getting a visual. So
And who buys album art anymore, right?
Right, yeah. That's another way to try to sell actual physical copies of the album is, you know, oh, you get all this artwork and activities to do. And
so the CD will come with a coloring book?
Yeah. Instead of having a little lyric book, I just thought, let's blow it up and make it a one page for each dinosaur and the facing page having the lyrics on it.
And tell us about the art. Is it yours?
The art in the
coloring book.
Coloring book is.
Was it fun to be able to depict these creatures with skin? Right?
It was, yeah. Yeah, and I left them free of markings, you know, because we'll never be able to know what kind of stripes or spots they had. So it's up to the artist coloring to decide what the markings can look like. There is one exception, which is Microraptor. And that was a probably turkey-sized, four-winged dinosaur.
Four wings?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm scrolling to see the photo, which we'll post this to cprnews.org if you'd like to see a microraptor yourself. And what, we know the coloring of that thing?
So they've found that there are fossils of microraptor preserved so well that they can get down to a cellular level and see the structure of the pigment cells in the feathers. And they're the same pigment cell structures that ravens and blackbirds and dark, you know, black iridescent birds have.
Fascinating. So you and your band hope to turn this into a large-scale theatrical production.
Yes.
As well. How is that going to look on stage? I'm thinking Julie Taymor might be in order.
Precisely. Yeah. Uh-huh. I actually built a Quetzalcoatlus costume for Halloween a couple years ago, just with the sole purpose of trying to win a costume contest, which I did. And that sort of triggered the idea to have kind of a Julie Taymor Lion King / Walking with Dinosaurs live show inspired production.
So what's the timeline?
I think it'll take too long if I try to build everything.
Uh-huh.
and it'll be hard for me to let go of having complete control. But yeah, we're looking for puppeteers and fabricator artists who would like to help bring these things to life.
Well, I want to ask you a question about control, because you do have your hands in so many things. You know, you are the singer, you are the instrumentalist, you are the coloring book illustrator.
Yeah.
Do you suffer from an inability to let go of control?
A little bit, I think, yeah. But I...
Does that frustrate people you work with?
I think I'm learning from my bandmates especially how to let go and trust working in a group and trusting other people to make something beautiful is a pretty cool thing to realize when it happens.
Well, there may be a lot of trust that has to happen when you are with the Colorado Symphony.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday night. What are you most looking forward to about performing these dinosaur tunes with a full orchestra?
I'm just going to be focusing on trying to keep it together emotionally.
Is it that you're going to try not to cry? Is that what I hear you
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, I think that's...
In other words, that you will be welled up with emotion, do you think?
Yeah. You know, there are the nerves. You've got to play it everything perfect and remember all the words, and there's a lot of pressure with that. And then, yeah, wanting to play and concentrate, but at the same time listen to these beautiful arrangements that Tom wrote.
This is Tom Hagerman of Dvochka, right?
Yes.
And Dvochka has worked also with the symphony. Thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, thank you.
Mesozoic life was the most impressive work that evolution ever did.
Denver musician and songwriter Ian Cook. His band's forthcoming album is called Antiquasauria. It's inspired by prehistoric animals and comes out this summer. Listen to a full track at cprnews.org. He'll play several of these songs with the Colorado Symphony at Denver's Boettcher Concert Hall on Thursday.
This is Colorado Matters from CPR News.